This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 7th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We're going to skip 3 and 4, but we'll continue now with 2, out of division recommendation memorandum on the Hawaii Democratic Party, HDP A13-07.
Good morning, commissioners. Before you is the audit division recommendation memorandum for the Hawaii Democratic Party. The report presents 7 findings: misstatement of financial activity, receipt of contribution that exceeds limits, receipt of apparent impermissible refunds, reporting of debts and obligations, record keeping for employees, and failure to properly report media-related expenditures and allocation of expenditures. Thank you. We're available to answer your questions.
Thank you. Comment? Commissioner Weintraub.
Just a couple of questions. I just want to make sure. I think I know the answers to this, but I just want to make sure. So there was some back and forth with the committee over the convention account. And I take it that now everyone is satisfied that that was purely a state convention account? Is that
correct?
Is that right?
Correct.
And we have sufficient documentation of that? We're all comfortable with that conclusion?
Yes.
Okay, good. The other question that I had goes to the finding 6. The coordination issue. So I just want to confirm that this is on all fours with what happened in the audit of the Democratic Executive Committee of Florida. So in the Hawaii audit, they spent more than they were authorized to spend on behalf of the Senate candidate, but they did not, there was the combined spending of the state party and the national party did not exceed the combined spending limit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. In that case, I'm happy to approve the report. I just wanted to make sure I had my facts straight.
I'm sorry, could you go through that again? What was the finding of the Democratic Executive Committee of Florida? What was the upshot of that matter?
Essentially, just and both situations are very similar with Hawaii and Florida. Mm-hmm. Just the committee had their spending limit. And the DSCC or whatever the other committee was had their spending limit. Hawaii exceeded their spending limit and only received maybe, I forget what it was, $5,000 from the DSSC.
DSCC, yes.
DSCC, okay. And just in response, council is saying, provided a letter from the DSCC saying that had we known they wanted more of the authority, we would have given the rest of our authority to them, you know, but that was after they had already made the expenditures.
Right.
And just so we presented it in this report because these are the facts of Florida, where they may be coordinated expenditures prior to receiving the authorization. Or the spending authority, the additional spending
authority. And what was the commission's result in the Florida case?
The commission's result was they accepted that and acknowledged that the overall limit wasn't exceeded, and there was no issue of requesting a refund from the commission.
Sort of no harm, no foul? I mean, in other words, as long as you didn't exceed the combined limit.
Well, I think,
I'm sorry.
I just thought this might be helpful. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we made a finding,
yes,
but we did not require a refund.
Yes.
And that is the same result that's being recommended here.
I see. So finding, but no refund.
Right. Because they didn't get their paperwork in advance of the spending, which they should have done, but had they done that, there wouldn't have been any excessive spending.
Do you know if there was ever a penalty assessed against the Democratic Executive Committee of Florida following up that audit finding?
No idea.
Don't know. Unaware or no?
Unaware.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand, Pat.
Unaware, sir.
Unaware. Okay. I might want to just check on that to see what the consequence is. Did you have other questions?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I have had a couple questions.
Go right ahead.
In finding four on debts and obligations, the total amount was $115,000. Did the audit staff use the date of invoice as the trigger date for reporting a debt outstanding? In other words, did you go get invoices and say...
We would primarily look at the invoice date or the date of incurrence, but then also look at the invoice to see whether it was, you know, a 30-day, you know, pay within 30 days. You know, for many of the cases and on these vendors, just the payments were months later.
Months later. Okay, so, let me ask what the audit staff's date of reporting is. Is it the invoice date or the due date?
Traditionally, just I go with the invoice date.
Invoice date. But you're saying that wasn't consequential here because the whole $115,000 was not even paid within 30 days?
Correct.
Okay. So whether you use trigger date, whether you use some kind of due date, they tripped that wire.
Correct.
Okay. That's may I continue, Mr. Chair?
Continue. For sure.
Finding number five. There is a finding that employees to the tune of $12,413 were paid exclusively with non-federal funds.
Yes.
Do you know what employees those were?
Not right offhand.
For example, was it a receptionist? I used to work for State Party, and we had a janitor, you know. A regular employee of the committee who took care of the building. Do you know the nature of the $12,413?
Not right up.
Did you have any evidence that the people who were paid exclusively for non-federal funds engaged in federal election activity?
Yes, just because we could see that those federal employees, I can't say specifically that they were also on the federal reports, you know, as receiving a payroll, but just by the description, I could say that they were engaged in some sort of portion of federal activity.
Is that in the file that I'll find on the computer, or do I need to follow up with you to get that granular level of information?
Yes, that's not on
the... I'll follow up with you on that. Mr. Chairman, I may not be prepared to vote today, but I do want to work through these issues.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So can I just add in, so this is a finding on record keeping on whether they kept a record of the monthly log.
Right.
And they didn't satisfy that record of a monthly log.
Right.
It's not whether or not what their role was.
Yes.
And so it's been broken in down into...
Yeah, I think there's been some disagreement on the commission about whether a log is required under the technical language of the regulation for those who are paid exclusively with non-federal funds, mm-hmm. and where there is no indication that they actually engaged in federal election activity. And that's why I'm... by the way, the $12,413 is not remarkable, but the legal principle can be. So that's why I'm inquiring about it.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, let's see. Turning in the report, did the committee here submit any affidavits about the work of the employees
for
whom logs were not kept? Mm-hmm. No affidavits?
No.
Were they represented by counsel during the audit?
Yes.
Okay. Turning to page
And I just want to, I don't know if Audit Division isn't arguing that these people are federal employees. They're saying there wasn't a log to document that they did not have any federal activity.
I understand the issue. Yes, ma'am. I was a little confused on page 13 about the balance of $104,451.
This is for which fund?
This is finding 3, page 13. You see, leaving an impermissible balance of $104,451. What was that? Was that a balance of $104,451 that was intended for the convention account that wasn't transferred, and that it the federal account retained it, or was that some? I guess I'm just trying to sort what that the significance of that $104,451.
Doug Kodish, I was on manager on this job. On page 18, there's a schedule that delineates what's in that. We excluded the convention account receipts of $22,006.
Yes.
The rest of this would have been other impermissible receipts.
Are the other impermissible receipts, were they represented to be receipts from the, of the federal account intended for the convention account that simply were not later transferred to the convention account? Oh, these are just ordinary improper contributions. Oh, there was no relationship to the convention account for the 104.
Just like we're backing out any impermissible receipts that went into the convention account.
You've given them credit for the convention account, yes. And you say we still have 104 for it.
If you look at the chart on 18, that's where we're backing out the 22,000 right.
Thank you. Thank you. I now understand that.
Now we're dealing with federal accounts.
Okay. On page 25 of the report, and I'm looking at little 2 down at the bottom of the page, for an apparent independent expenditure totaling $11,922. And it says that the they ran one, was that a radio ad, television ad, that said Linda Lingle was wrong then about a lot of things, and she's wrong for Hawaii now. The audit staff believes the phrase "she's wrong for Hawaii" was express advocacy because it had the same meaning as defeat, and therefore could have no other meaning than to urge the defeat of the candidate. And so I take it the finding as to that $11,922 is that was a either independent expenditure or coordinated expenditure.
Actually, just all of these that we were calling independent now mm-hmm. are all coordinated
because of the representation of counsel.
Right.
So you're treating that as a coordinated.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is in the preliminary audit report stage, and if you go over to page 26, it's all shifting to coordinated.
Okay.
And expressing the excess limit issue.
I see. So now my question is, in the legal conclusion that wrong for Hawaii constitutes express advocacy, did audit staff receive legal advice on that question?
That I don't recall.
You were asking, just to make sure I understand the question, you were asking if...
I'm asking who made that call. Was it audit, or was it audit in consultation with OGC? Often there's a memorandum that Lorenzo sends over when audit asks these questions.
In the... There was a memorandum that discussed this, yes.
There was.
Yes.
Did that memorandum... Did that memorandum distinguish the Office of General Counsel's memorandum in a advice it gave to the Alternative Dispute Resolution Office in a case called America's Liberty Pact, where an ad said Claire McCaskill wrong on the issues, wrong from Missouri?
I apologize. Commissioner Weintraub.
If I may, I believe every single ADR agreement says in its terms explicitly that it's not precedential. So I'm not sure why OGC would rely on an ADR agreement as precedent.
I'm just asking if OGC considered its advice in that case.
No, okay. No, there's no reference.
Mr. Chairman, I might want to... delve into this a little bit more outside this context. There was a case that this commission dismissed where a group called America's Liberty Pact, and I was actually recused from the case, but I can where the advice of general counsel to the Alternative Dispute Resolution Office was that an ad with the tagline Claire McCaskill wrong on the issues or something to that effect, wrong for Missouri, was not express advocacy. And the case was dismissed. It did not go to a final settlement agreement. And I think that's a close call there. And I think I want to delve into that issue a little bit more about whether that constitutes express advocacy. Again, the finding of 11,922 is not remarkable in itself, but the legal principle here about what constitutes express advocacy is an important issue.
Can I just ask if you have handy, Commissioner Goodman, the specific reference that you were, what you were referring to, which AD?
No, but there's a memo, Lorenzo. You,
the
case was America's Liberty Pact.
Oh, America's Liberty.
And it started as a MER, it ended up in ADR. There was a consultation, and there was a memo, and there was a dismissal on that basis.
We'll look into it further.
Just to follow up on Commissioner Weintraub's question earlier about the combined coordinated expenditure limit, what was the, do you have offhand what the coordinated expenditure limit was? The combined one for the national parties and the state party?
Not exactly. I know it was like $98,000 for the state and $98,000 for DSC.
So close to $200,000.
Yeah, there was.
And do you know whether they did you even check to see what the national party spent?
Yes.
And it was less than their.
Yes. Yeah, there was plenty of cushion.
Plenty of cushion. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions at this time, Mr. Chairman. I might want to investigate these issues just a little bit more. Perhaps we could bring it back next week. I think we have one more meeting this
month. One more meeting. That's it. Any further questions, comments at this point to address? I will move this over to the next open session. Thanks. So what do we have next? Thank you.